Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of OEM TV. I'm Eric Mills with Microsoft. I do Windows Server Marketing, and this is going to be a great video because it's going to be an introduction to Hyper-V. So Hyper-V, as you know, is Microsoft's enterprise class hypervisor. It's a bare metal hypervisor that comes with Windows Server, Essentials, Standard, and Data Center. So if you own those, you already own Hyper-V. In this video, our local expert on virtualization, Paul Morse, is going to take you through looking at Windows Server, how you add Hyper-V, which is really simple, how you create your first virtual machines, how you assign resources to it, hard drive and memory, and choose which type of virtual machine to create. And he's going to show you some simple management tools about how you start, stop, reboot, and do very common things with your Hyper-V virtual machines. And all this is built into Windows Server using the Hyper-V Manager and the Server Manager tools. So if you haven't seen Hyper-V before, you're really going to love this video. It's short, it's sweet, it's to the point, and I hope you enjoy it, getting a good look at Hyper-V.
Hello, everyone. This quick demo is an overview of the Hyper-V role in Windows Server 2016. On the screen, you can see the splash screen of Windows. Because Hyper-V is an easily installable role on Windows Server, let's go take a look at Windows Server Manager first. Some of you may recognize this dashboard. I've got the local server. I can look at all the servers that I'm connected to. I can look at the file and storage services, and here's Hyper-V. And then there's also Internet Information Services installed, or IIS. So to add Hyper-V as a role, I would just go to Add Roles and Features, select the role-based or feature-based installation, the host that I want to assign it to, and then go ahead and select it. And we can see that it's already installed for the purposes of this demo, but it really is that easy. You would select Hyper-V, then it allows us to select the specific features that are associated with the Hyper-V service next, and then it would go ahead and install that role. It really is that simple. Then after a short installation period, it would install the Hyper-V role and all the services that are associated with it. So what we have here is the actual Hyper-V manager. And you can see this is the name of the host where the virtual machines are running. And this demo is really about creating your first virtual machine, but I thought I'd kind of start a little bit down the road and then come back and create a virtual machine for you. As you can see on this host, I've got 5 nano servers, a Windows Server 2016 Essentials version, a Data Center Edition 1, and Data Center Edition 2. So I've actually got a number of virtual machines already here. So let's go ahead and start these so that you can see what that actually looks like. So once I've got the virtual machine selected, I can come over here and you can see there's Connect, Settings, Start, Checkpoint, Export, and Delete. I can go ahead and click Start. And you can see that they're going ahead and starting. And they start very, very quickly, and they're all running. And once they're running, I obviously see the name, I can see their state, the CPU usage, the assigned memory, and the amount of time they've been up. And what you saw when they were starting was whether they were starting and how far they were in that process. So one of the points of starting all these virtual machines at the same time was to show you the power of Hyper-V on Intel hardware. You're basically starting 8 virtual machines at the same time, and they end up running very, very quickly. Now, this is a very modest 8-core server with a single SSD, and it is supporting all of these virtual machines at once. Let's go ahead and connect to one of these. Let's take a look at what's actually there. And so I go over here and I connect to it, and it will connect, and there it is. So I can then go ahead, this button represents Control-Alt-Delete to log in, and it brings up the administrator password request. And there we are, a Windows Server. Now let's go ahead and explore what I can do in terms of the capabilities on these virtual machines. So you just saw I can connect to one. I can also look at their settings. Turn off that virtual machine, which basically forces a turn off. It is not really a shutdown, it just shuts it off. And then a shutdown, which actually goes through a graceful shutdown process. I can also save the virtual machine. I can pause this, and you can see that it pauses very, very quickly, or I can resume. and it starts running very quickly as well. I can do a checkpoint, and then I can revert back to a previous state. I can actually move the virtual machine from one server to another. I can export this virtual machine to another location. I can rename it, and then I can also enable replication. And enabling replication allows me to replicate this virtual machine at a predetermined time interval to another system. So it's great for disaster recovery, for test and development, or whatever you want to use replication for. That's just a quick rundown of the types of controls that you have with each one of these virtual machines. As we were going through this, one of the things that I want to point out is these nano servers, if you're familiar with nano server, it's a really stripped down Windows server that only has the appropriate drivers on it for operating. And it also has a limited number of services and a limited number of ports open so that it can actually be a very, very small and efficient computing environment. So the systems have settled down now to a degree, so they're looking at using far less memory than I assigned to them in the beginning. And we'll see why that's important when we create our own virtual machine. So with that, why don't we go ahead and create a virtual machine? So I would go over here to the control area for the actual virtual machine service and say new virtual machine, and we'll call it Windows Server Data Center -3 because we don't have one of those. And we're going to store the virtual machine in a different location, which would be this server, and then also Windows Server Data Center Edition -3. So we'll select that folder. Select Next. And there are two generations of virtual machines that you can create. Generation 1 is what we will be using, but the virtual machine generation supports 32-bit and 64-bit guest operating systems and provides virtual hardware which has been available in all previous versions of Hyper-V. So this is pretty much the standard, unless you want to get more sophisticated with security and UEFI boot and those types of things, where you would use Generation 2. It's actually got UEFI firmware, which actually can be very, very important when you're looking at doing things like securing the virtual machines, isolating the virtual machines, and also using the shielded virtual machine capability. And then click Next. And here's where I can set that startup memory. Remember when all of these over here started up, they started up with 1024 megabytes. So it's a little over 1 gigabyte for startup memory. And then I'll also use dynamic memory for the virtual machines. And all of these virtual machines that I've created have dynamic memory. And dynamic memory is really simple. It basically says that you can set a startup amount of memory for each virtual machine so that it has enough to get going. But once it's running, the memory is assigned dynamically. So if it needs more memory, it will be able to have that memory. But then again, if it's using less memory, like we see these virtual machines doing, I can set that lower limit as well. Okay, so let's go ahead and click Next here. And this is where it comes to a network. And these is where the virtual switches reside. I could have multiple virtual switches. Select that and then move on. And there are several selections here. To create a virtual hard disk, use an existing virtual hard disk, or attach a virtual hard disk later. If I say create a virtual hard disk, then it will create one for me. In this case, I have a virtual hard disk, and it is right here. And so we're going to go ahead and use that one. And then it just gives me a summary of what I've selected and say finish, and it will build that virtual machine for me. Now, I want you to recognize that I had 8 virtual machines already running and doing something, obviously using memory, but not much CPU. These are very, very small instances of servers. And then Windows Server 2016 Essentials is constantly running. It's actually got multiple services on it. And while all those things were running, it went ahead and created this new virtual machine. So it really shows the power of Hyper-V, again, on Intel processors. And so what do I do? Let's go ahead and start that one. And there it is running. You can see that it took that assigned amount of memory, a little over 1 gigabyte. So let's go ahead and connect to it. We've connected to the virtual machine, and let's log in. And there we have it. And there's the Windows splash screen. The Server Manager comes up. Then if I want to add roles or features inside that virtual machine, I can do that. If I want to add or install applications, I can certainly do that. And if I want to change some of the parameters, I can do that as well. So let's go ahead and just close this one. So we've got the session closed. Let's review what we've done. We've seen that Windows Server can have the Hyper-V role easily installed, that virtual machines actually install and set up very, very quickly and very easily, and their settings can be changed at will. So with that, thank you very much, and I hope you enjoyed this quick demo.